Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. It has been my great privilege and distinct pleasure to have worked for many years with a man I've considered to be a hero in that war, both in the past and at the present. And certainly, I fully expect going into the future. He is Roger W. Robinson, Jr., a man who I first met shortly after we both served in the Reagan administration and had the privilege of working closely with during the early years of the Center for Security Policy and in his present capacity as the founder and president of RWR Advisory. And we'll talk more about what that group is doing in a moment, but I thought we might start with what Roger has done for our country to his great distinction and to the country's great benefit in the past. But let me begin by welcoming you back to our microphones. Roger Robinson, thank you for giving us a full hour of your time for an important deep dive on the work you've been doing. Welcome back.
Thank you, Frank.
Let's start with a bit of background, Roger. Your first stint of public service came on the Reagan National Security Council staff. To talk a little bit about what you did there and the moment in which you found yourself contributing.
Well, Frank, if we can roll the date back to around December 1981, Soviet troops were massing on the Polish border for an imminent invasion of the country, unless General Jaruzelski, the head of state there, was willing to declare martial law in the country and basically shut down Solidarity, which was the free labor union, or the closest thing to a free labor union the East Bloc had ever seen at the time. Pope John Paul was to be silenced, and it was an either-or choice. And so it was a very dramatic time. President Reagan made, I think, the wise decision to understand that this was a Soviet-sponsored repression. As opposed to penalizing the Poles, he went after their largest project in East-West economic history, the Siberian Gas Pipeline, which was a twin pipeline that traveled 3,600 miles from the Siberian gas fields to Western Europe. And it would have taken, had it been fully subscribed and successful, Western Europe to a level of dependency on Soviet natural gas deliveries of over 70%. Now, you can see the way they're held hostage at 30% today, more than double that, and you'd have a sense of where we'd be had there been no Ronald Reagan. At the same token, we were watching our West European friends subsidize with taxpayer money interest rates on massive loans to Moscow, not just for the project, but for general purposes, if you can believe it, not tied to any specific purpose. So you saw this major financial underwriting going on at the very time when those troops were massing. And I had the opportunity, as having been vice president and division executive for the USSR East European Division of Chase for some 5 years, knew where the money was. I knew that they had very little hard currency cash flow. Soviets only made $32 billion a year or so at that time in total hard currency income, which is equivalent to about one-third of that or of the annual revenues of General Motors or Exxon at the time. So, and we're still about 100% of the money that they needed in financing each year, because they were spending about $16 billion more than they made, was being picked up by Western governments and banks. So it's not that we were underwriting 10%, we were underwriting 100%, and I'm just trying to, we can't give into too much detail, and I apologize for being a little more granular on this.
Just to drill down on what you've just been describing, Roger, the excess expenditures of the then Soviet Union were predominantly going into military investments and activities and subversive behavior around the world, all of which threatened their creditors. This was, after all, really the height of the Cold War, wasn't it?
That's correct. I mean, these were global expansion. This was Angola, Vietnam, and Havana.
So what was your role in trying to stave that off, in addition to pointing out the insanity of this Siberian gas pipeline back in the day, Roger Robinson, when you worked as the senior director for international economic affairs at the NSC?
Well, I came to the NSC, Frank, in early March of 1982 with a plan, and very fortunately, Judge William P. Clark, the national security advisor to the president, and frankly, I think the president's best friend, was at the helm at the time. And you know, I remember his first day, or my first morning going in at 7 a.m. I didn't know anyone in the Reagan administration, really, at that time, just a few folks. And he said, if you worked here, what would you do? And I said, well, I'm glad you asked that question. I have a plan. The plan, frankly, was that that we should use the threat to Poland and the global threat represented by the Soviets, as you say, at the height of the Cold War, put this into an economic and financial context and go after that hard currency cash flow, which was 66% generated by oil and gas then and now, with gas being the centerpiece of at least their planned future earnings structure, and to really ensure that this two-strand line that I described of huge gas pipelines did not materialize, that we had to kill the second strand of the pipeline. We had to delay as much as possible the first, which had regrettably already been contracted with West Europeans. And we needed to end those subsidized terms and conditions on credits to the USSR. We needed to inhibit Western banks and governments from underwriting the very threat that we were paying in lives and in treasure to counter. And the list went on, but we needed to tighten technology controls. We wanted to encourage the Saudis to pump more oil. We wanted to decontrol prices at the wellhead here in the United States to affect a precipitous drop in oil and gas prices, which happened. And we were able to put enormous stresses on a rigid, anemic Soviet economy. And it was lots of fits and starts and blood on the floor with the Allies, who staunchly resisted us. There was an entirely different philosophy. Ostpolitik was about a payola scheme to racketeers, whereas we were for peace, but through strength, as you know, and we were not going to have anything to do with seeing the Soviets continue to be subsidized and underwritten in this reckless fashion. So,
in this very important portfolio, Roger Robinson, you were able to bring the economic, financial, technology, security emphasis into a larger strategy that President Reagan adopted in 1983, as I recall, the so-called National Security Decision Directive 75, comprehensive plan for taking these guys down, the old Soviet Union. And the rest, as they say, is history. It worked, and I think in no small measure that was a tribute to the important and highly consequential impact of the recommendations that you made in the space of those several years, trying to ensure that we didn't continue to prop up this mortal enemy of the United States. Roger, we're going to pause in a moment, but I just wanted to say this is important background to the challenges of our time now. A different set of enemies to some extent, but some have simply reorganized, doing business under other names. But what you have remained steadfast in doing now at RWR Advisory Group is helping those in government and the rest of us to understand the vulnerabilities of these enemies and the use they're making of our vulnerabilities to their economic, financial, technology operations. Roger, we'll be right back with more for a full hour with the president and founder of RWR Advisory Group, Roger Robinson, right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.